spirit.
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord.
Luke chapter 1. It really records two major events. Number one, it records the account from Elizabeth and Zechariah. Of the conception and the birth of John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist's birth in itself was miraculous. Because of the age of the parents. But God does a mighty work and allows the child to be born healthy. The second major event begins in verse 26, where the angel Gabriel is sent from God unto Mary, and Mary is told that she is going to have a child having never been with a man before. That is to say that the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow her and to place the child into her womb. It truly is a virgin birth. Beginning in verse 39, Mary went to go visit Elizabeth. And the two women greet each other. And beginning in verse 46, Mary had composed a poem for this very specific event. And this poem within Christian history has been known as the Magnificat. It's one of the most fantastic poems in all of Scripture. And it was composed by someone who was likely around the age of 14 or 15.
所以写这首诗的人在那时候大概是
And really, I've split up this message this morning into 3 points.
今天把这信息分成三段.
Number one, God is good to the individual believer.
第一段, 神对每一个信徒的恩慈.
Number two, God is sovereign over the nations.
第二段, 神在万国中掌权.
And number three, God cares for his people.
第三段,
we begin by looking at the fact that God is good to the individual believer. I remember one year when I was a child. And it was right around Christmas time. And under the tree, there was this fairly decent sized box. So Christmas morning it came out. And I opened the box. And there was this really neat science kit in the box. And the two coolest things within the box were a magnifying glass and a microscope.
And 显微镜.
Now, I remember as a kid having a lot of fun with those two items. See, with the magnifying glass, you could, you know, take a bug and you could make it look bigger on your hand. You could, you know, show your sister and scare your sister.
So
With a microscope, you could take a piece of your hair and put it on one of the slides, and you can look at all of the different shapes of hair. It's not as smooth as you would think.
用那个显微镜，你可以把你一根头发放在底下，可以仔细看你那个头发的形状。
So to magnify means to make something big or to make something look big.
所以放大就是把一件事情看起来比它更大。
And so Mary begins by saying, "My soul doth magnify the Lord."
所以玛利亚开始说，我心尊主为大。
There's a parallelism between verses 46 and 47.
在46节跟47节是一个平行的相关语。
The two lines, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior," are saying similar things.
所以这两句话，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，是讲同一件事。
Mary proclaims that her soul, that is her entire person.
玛利亚在这里宣称她的灵魂，就她整个一个人。
It includes both her outward material being and her inward person.
包括她外在的身体的形状跟内在的心灵。
Are working to make God look big.
她这整个的人在工作，让神显得更大。
Such in itself is the essence of praise.
这也就是所谓赞美的一个基本的元素。
In our Christianity,
在我们基督教,
in our 21st century American culture,
在我们美国21世纪的社会,
it's oftentimes that God is either completely forgotten,
通常神被完完全全地忘掉了,
or he's so commonplace in life that it's almost simply to be ignored.
Or 他在我们日常生活中很普遍, 大家就忽视了。
During the Christmas season, we see all of these nativity scenes of the baby in the manger.
所以在圣诞期间我们看到有关耶稣降生的景象。
But Mary realizes that Christmas itself is not about a baby in a manger.
所以玛利亚知道圣诞并不是只是一个小baby跟一个马槽。
It is about the one and true living God.
是有关我们唯一的真神。
And how the living God comes down in fashion in the form of man.
怎么样我们的真神来到世上变成一个人。
And so Mary continues in verse 47 and she says, "My soul rejoiced in God my Savior."
所以玛利亚在47节说，我灵以我的神救主荣耀喜乐。
There's a sense of inner joy, of inward happiness where Mary is finding her satisfaction completely in God her Savior.
这句话就表示 她自己的喜乐跟她内心完完全全得到满足。
I find it fascinating that Mary at this time completely realizes what it means that the child inside of her is the Son of God.
所以我是觉得这里很重要的是，玛利亚能够在神里面完完全全得到满足。
It is truly what the angel told her.
这也就是这个天使真真正正告诉她的。
But it's also interesting that she sees this child inside of her, the Son of God, as her Savior. Mary realizes her need for God and her need for a Savior. She realizes her own sin. And thus her response is twofold. She desires to make God look big with her entire life. And she's rejoicing, she's finding her happiness within God Himself. So not only does a believer respond to God's goodness,
我们是信徒，不但要 对神的大伟大要有反应。
Mary lists the acts of the goodness of God here.
玛利亚在这里写出神的慈爱。
Look at what verse 48 says.
你看48节是怎么说的。
It says, he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And the first act of God here is that God has seen the humility of his servant. Now, Mary here isn't necessarily pushing herself forward as this such a humble person. But that she sees herself as a certain class and position within society. We know that Mary and Joseph probably were not rich people. He was a common tradesman, a carpenter. When Christ is born, he's born probably underneath the house. Where the animals were to be kept. And she calls herself here a handmaiden or a slave. This word here is the lowest position within the Roman society. This is essentially the slave of slaves. And so she wonders that the one true living God of heaven would remember one such as her. The second act of God here is that all generations will call Mary blessed.
神在这里第二件事是万代都要称玛利亚为有福。
Look back at verse 28.
我们回到28节。
Chapter 1, verse 28 says,
第一章28节这样说,
the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, highly favored one, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women.
天使进去对他说, 蒙大恩的女子,我问你安, 主和你同在。
We are not supposed to look at this blessing as an extolment of the greatness of Mary. But it's the greatness of God towards Mary. I find it interesting that in 1:28, when the angel greets Mary, the greetings is hail or rejoice.
那么我发现这个28节天使跟玛利亚的称呼是喜乐。
And then the angel calls her the highly favored one.
天使称她为蒙大恩的人。
This is a word that's used only twice in the Bible.
这个称呼在圣经里面只用过两次。
The word comes from the concept of grace, and it's a verb meaning to bestow or to give great grace. It's used of the believer in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6.
在以弗所书第一章第六节引用过这个词。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6.
以弗所书第一章第六节。
It says, to the praise of his glorious grace in which he has made us accepted, or which he has bestowed great grace upon us in the beloved.
所以谈到说,使他的荣耀的恩典,这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们。
So the fact that Mary is blessed has nothing to do with Mary herself.
所以玛利亚能够成蒙福并不是她自己的关系。
Instead, it has to do with the grace that God has poured out upon her by placing the Messiah in her.
And
so back to Luke chapter 2, verse
49.
It says, He that is mighty hath done for me great things. That the Almighty God has already done great things for Mary. She has already acknowledged that it is God, that it is this child, the Son of God, that is going to be her Savior. She's acknowledged that she has been blessed by the grace of God poured out unto her. She's acknowledged that even though she is among the poorest and lowest of society, that God has remembered to bestow His blessing upon her. She realizes that she is the one through whom the promises given to her great-grandfather David would be fulfilled. She realizes that it is through her that the promises made that through the seed of Abraham all nations would be blessed is fulfilled through her. And so she says that the Almighty God has done great things for Mary. So then she says at the end in verse 49, and holy is His name.
So in 49节结束, 他说,
you remember the song of the angels in heaven?
你们记不记得一首诗歌叫做天上的天使?
It's sung twice in the Bible, once in Isaiah 6 and the other time in Revelation chapters 4 and 5.
两次, 一次在以赛亚书, 另外在, 启示录都唱过。
And the song that the angels are consistently singing is holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
所以这个诗歌唱的是圣哉圣哉圣哉,
This is the single most important characteristic of God. It's His holiness. It's a focus on the uniqueness of God.
这是集中在神特殊的一个特性。
It's a focus on the singleness of God.
也就集中在神的独一性。
The fact that there is only one true and living God is the fact that God is holy.
这事实上说神是唯一独特的真神, 也就是说神是唯一的圣洁的神。
There's no other being like Him in the universe.
在整个的宇宙没有另外一个能够像神的。
And therefore He is separate and distinct from His created order.
所以他从被他所创造的一切分别出来。
Holy is His name.
他的名为圣。
So God is good to the individual believer.
所以神对每一个信徒。
We see this in the believer's response and in the acts of God.
所以我们看到每一个信徒对神的成就的反应。
We see in verses 51 through 53 that God is sovereign over the nations.
51节跟52节, 我们看到神在万国之中的大能。
Beginning in verse 50, it says, His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation.
从50节开始, 说他怜悯敬畏他的人, 直到世世代代。
Mercy
怜悯,
is when God does not give to man that which he ultimately deserves.
就是神不给人所应该得到的。
And thus she states in verse 50 that the requirement for God's mercy is the fear of God.
所以在50节说, 一个人能够得到神的怜悯是因为他要敬畏神。
See, when we think of fear these days,
当我们谈到这个畏,
we think of some kind of terror.
我们想到好像一种恐怖。
If you're standing on the side of the road,
只要你站在路旁边,
and all of a sudden a car drives past you really fast, and your heart all of a sudden feels like it stops because you're afraid that the car is going to hit you. You felt a moment of fear. But fear here in Scripture is not simply being afraid.
经节里面并不仅仅是说害怕。
It instead refers to a calm reverence based upon intimate knowledge.
是因为你跟神有亲密的关系，所以你会有一种尊敬的感受。
A child ought to fear his father.
一个小孩子要怕他的父亲。
Because the father, on the basis of his position, demands fear and honor.
是父亲因为他的地位，要求孩子对他要害怕跟尊敬。
There's a sense of reverence, a sense of respect.
所以这里有一个尊敬的with the 意思。
In the business world,
在一个工作方面。
If you were at work,
你只要在工作时候。
And all of a sudden the CEO of your company walked in.
你的老板进来了。
And was standing there speaking to you and watching you do your work.
他站在那里跟你讲话，看你工作。
I can guarantee you that you would speak to them differently than the way that you speak with your coworkers.
我保证你对他说话态度跟你跟同事说话态度不一样。
You would probably have a sense of fear in you. Am I going to lose my job?
你可能会有一点害怕，你会不会失去你的工作？
And thus, the way that you speak to the CEO would be of with reverence and respect and honor.
所以你对那个总裁的说话的态度就有一种尊敬跟敬畏的。
And so Mary says that God's mercy is on those that fear him.
所以玛利亚说她怜悯敬畏他的人。
And while we know that the requirement for salvation is faith,
虽然我们知道我们得救是因做恩，恩的信。
There's a sense of fear and respect that goes with faith.
在信里面就有
Faith in God is not simply believing in what God says that it's true.
对神的信心并不仅仅是相信神所说的是对的。
Indeed, it is much more than that.
包也有更多的。
It's a knowledge of and dependence upon God.
也是对神的认识跟对神的信靠。
And along with that relationship, is understanding that this is the one true living God of the universe.
所以借助你跟神的关系，让你了解神是在宇宙中唯一的真神。
This is the one of whom Scripture speaks is a consuming fire and a man of war.
所以这也就是在圣经里面说，神会拆出这个毁灭人的大火。
And thus it is obvious that to go into the presence of this God is to go in with a bit of fear.
所以当然当我们来到这个神面前，我们会有一点惧怕。
Honoring God for the position that he is in.
我们也要尊敬他，因为他的地位。
God is not our buddy.
神并不是我们的朋友。
God is not our best friend.
神也不是我们最好的朋友。
He's the living God of the universe. He is the one who created all things by the word of his power. And thus, we do not approach God in a flippant manner. In verse 51, it says that he has shown strength with his arm. Now this is speaking in metaphors, for God does not have arms.
这是用一种那个就描写性的，因为神没有膀臂。
It's using a picture to show what God does.
他这里用一个图片来描写神所做的。
And so God has done three things in showing strength with his arm.
So 神做了三件事情，表现施展他的膀臂。
Number one, he scatters the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
第一点，他让那些狂傲的人在心里妄想的时候被他赶散。
Number two, he puts down the mighty from their seats and he exalts them of low degree.
第二点，他让那一些有能力的自己认为有能力的人把他们降卑。
And number three, he's filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away.
第三点，他叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手而去。
Now let me clarify what Mary is saying here.
那我这里稍微给你们解释一下玛利亚所说的。
It does not mean that God despises those who are in power and hates those who are humble in society.
对，并不表示说神看不起那些有大能的，也神要祝福那些贫贱的。
It is not calling for a redistribution of the wealth where God is going to tear the money away from the hands of the rich and give it to the hands of the poor.
这里并不表示神要重新分布财富，把有钱的人的钱给穷人。
But what he's saying is that those who have power and influence and wealth within society,
那些在社会上有钱有影响势力的人，
they have a certain mindset about them.
在他们有一种自己的特别的心态。
I have a position. I don't really need God.
我有地位，我不需要神。
I have power and money. I don't really need God.
我有权力，我有钱，我不需要神。
And so these are proverbial statements about the rich and the poor.
这是一些普通的用来形容有钱的人的俗语。
Who is much more likely to say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for the food that they're about to receive, the rich or the poor?
哪一个人会可能感谢神赐给他的食物，是有钱的人还是穷的人？
Who is much more likely to say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for the job that they have?
哪一个人会更可能感谢神为他的工作感谢神？
The one who recently found a job who had lost it, or the one who has been working all along?
是一个最近被失业找到职业的人，还是一个一直都有工作的人？
And so her statements here are mindsets.
所以这里的所说的是谈到人的心态。
And so God one day will bring those people who do not acknowledge Him to their knees.
有一天神会让那些不顾念神的人把让他们屈膝。
You remember the words in Philippians where the Apostle Paul says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
你们记得保罗，使徒保罗说，万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
They will either bow by choice now or be forced to bow before God later.
他们或者现在自愿的在神面前鞠躬，或者是卑微，还是以后。
And so we have seen that God is good to the individual believer.
我们可以看到神对每一个信徒的恩慈。
We've seen that God is sovereign over the nations.
我们看到神在万国中的主权。
And finally, we see that God cares for His people, verses 54 and 55.
所以最后在54节、55节看到神顾念他的子民。
The scripture says He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy as He spake to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever.
所以他这里谈到是说他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为了要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，直到永远。
And so here God helps and remembers Israel, His divine people, as He promised to Abraham long ago.
这里谈到神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约，给他自己的选民所立的约，很早以前就立的。
Turn to Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14.
我们翻到创世纪第十五章。
Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14.
创世纪十五章十三节十四节。
Scripture says, And he said unto Abraham, Know that of a surety that thy seed shall be as strangers in a land that is not theirs. They shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they serve will I judge, and afterwards they will come out with great substance.
这十三节说，耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人。 那地的人要苦待他们四百年，并且他们所要服侍的那国我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
So God made a promise that he would take his people out of the land of Egypt.
这里神预言他要把他的选民从埃及带出来。
And they shall go forth with riches and wealth and blessing.
他们要出来时候带着许多的财物，并且有神的祝福。
And he kept his promise to them at that time.
那个时候神已经对他的诺言实现了。
Turn over to Hosea chapter 2.
我们现在开到何西亚书第二章。
Hosea chapter 2, I will read verses 18 through 23.
第二章要念到第十八节到二十三节。
Hosea 2, verses 18 through 23.
何西亚第二章十八节到二十三节。
And I'd like to note that before reading this, this is speaking of something that will happen to Israel yet in the future.
我要在我念以前，我要告诉你们，这里所说的是对以色列还没有发生的事情。
And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, with the creeping things of the ground. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. And I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, says the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall here be scattered. And I will sow her unto me in the earth. I will have mercy upon her that hath not obtained mercy. I will say unto them which are not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God. God remembered his people Israel.
神会纪念他的人，以色列人。
And one of the many promises that he made is that there would be one who was to come from the line of David.
他曾经有一个预言，就是从大卫的一代会有人出来。
And the one who was coming from the line of David was going to bring salvation unto the nations.
从大卫那一代出来的人要把全带给全世界的人救恩。
And I would like to make the argument that not only is God good to Israel, and not only does God remember Israel,
我要在这里说，神不但对以色列人纪念他所应许的。
But he's good to his church, and he remembers and he loves his church as the people of God in this day and age.
他也对他的教会的人有恩典，像这一个时代的教会里的每一个人。
So this morning, this Christmas,
所以今天早上，在这一个圣诞的佳节，
you need to remember that just as God is good to Mary, he's good to you.
你要知道神对玛利亚有恩慈，神对你也有恩慈。
He did not just send Mary a savior, his son, to die in her place.
他并没有仅仅让他的儿子借着玛利亚出生，然后死在十字架。
He sent you a savior as well.
他也差遣给你一个救主。
And so just as Mary was able to receive the gospel by faith,
我们看到就像玛利亚能够借着信心得到福音，
the message that this child will save her people from their sins.
所以这个信息是说这个孩子要为所有的人从信罪里面得到拯救。
If you're here this morning and you're not a believer,
假如你今天早上在这里你还没有信，
you too are able to receive that same child, that same Christ as payment for your sins.
你同样也可以得到接受到那一个孩子能够为着你的信的赎罪。
And Mary was saying, My soul doth magnify the Lord.
所以 玛利亚说我临尊主为大。
And the season is one of giving gifts.
这是一个给礼物的时间。
But Mary is more interested in the giver of all gifts.
所以玛利亚她所注重的是那给所有礼物的人。
And Mary kept thanking the Lord because she understood who she was in light of God and His greatness.
所以玛利亚赞美神，因为她知道她自己是什么状况，也她知道神有多伟大。
She understood her place really in society was low, but really her place as a human was low.
她不但知道她从社会的地位上她很卑微，就是从一个人的观点她也是很卑微。
Remember what the psalmist says is that you have made man a little lower than the angels.
你记得诗人说，你让人比天使更小一点。
And yet you've crowned them with glory and honor.
但是你给他们有尊尊贵的冠冕。
And so this Christmas.
所以在这一个圣诞。
It's not simply about a child in a manger.
并不仅仅是一个在马槽里的婴孩。
It's about the one and true living God of the universe.
也是一个有关我们整个宇宙的唯一的真神。
The God who created all things out of nothing by the word of his mouth.
神利用他的嘴从无有中创造了所有。
The God who sustains the universe by the word of his power.
这个神能够借助他语言的能力能够支持这一个宇宙。
It's that God who humbled himself and he took upon himself the likeness of man.
也就是那一个神他卑微了自己采取了人的样式。
And in the likeness of sinful man, he condemned sin in the flesh.
他因为接受了人的罪的形式然后为神的罪都定了。
And this is what Christmas is about. It's about God.
所以圣诞就是有关神。
Magnify him.
让他能够尊他为大。
Rejoice in him.
在他里面有喜乐。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh, Father.
天父。
Oh, that we would be and be able to sing as Mary sang. Oh, that we would see you for who you are in your greatness and in your mighty works towards us. And that we would see ourselves in our proper place. As essentially nothing, but as people who have been bestowed great grace. And I pray, Father, that we would not be high and lofty in our own minds, but that we would be dependent upon you for all things. Help us to remember your Son and not to reduce him to a child lying in the grass. But that we would find our satisfaction in the God of the universe. We would find our satisfaction in your Son.And it's in His precious name that we pray. Amen.